Hyvä, olen Nilkat. Ja kädet suoraksi.
21-year-old Lotta Kaleva coaches young girls in gymnastics. She started as a gymnast when she was 5 years old and continued for 10 years. Now her own career is over, but she still likes to be involved.
Well, you kind of fall in love with the sport. And after I quit my own career, I just still wanted to be involved. And I find that coaching gives much more than actually doing it yourself. Because you can see young kids doing their best and getting better. And it's really rewarding to see that.
She knows she is an important role model for the young girls.
When I was doing gymnastics, my coach was always someone I looked up to. And I want to be that one for the little kids also.
9-year-old Natalia Helokoski enjoys the sport.
We practice a lot of nice moves here. It's nice when there are so many people here, and I have nice friends.
I get up, and nothing ever gets me down. You got it tough. I've seen the toughest around.
Lotta isn't out to change the whole world, but she's making a difference in her girls' lives. In Turku, one of Finland's bigger cities, thousands of young people have nothing else to do than hang around shopping malls. Cigarettes, alcohol and drugs are often involved. But Lotta's girls don't have time to hang around because they're busy at the gym.
The girls who are practicing actively, they don't have time to hang out that much with their friends, and they don't want to do anything that's not healthy because they know that it affects their practicing.
Might as well jump. Jump. You might as well jump. Jump. Go ahead, jump.
Coaching youngsters is not easy. Practicing is hard work, and oftentimes there are other, more tempting activities just around the corner. Lotta has learned that motivation is something you really can't teach.
Well, you cannot, I think. Motivation is something you have to find within yourself. You can try to talk someone into doing something, but if they don't feel that it's the right thing or they don't want to do it, then the motivation, it won't last for long. In gymnastics, it's really frustrating to see young girls who could be really, really good, but they can't find the motivation to practice enough. And it's hard with young girls because when they're so young, they don't really know what they're practicing for. But after they reach a certain age, they really want to get good and want to be better and want to succeed. So after that, it's easier to motivate them.
Hey, you. Huh. Hey, babe, how you been? You say you don't know until you begin.
Lotta is concerned about the society she lives in and of all the people who don't take care of their health. Not just children, but anyone who doesn't do sports.
I am really worried because there are many overweight people and people die young because they are not doing enough exercise. Even children who do exercise do not exercise enough because they don't walk to school or bike or play outside. So they sit around home watching TV or playing PlayStation or whatever they're doing, but they're not doing enough exercise.
Lotta doesn't know yet what she wants to do as a career, but she knows one thing. She wants to be involved in gymnastics, coach and also act as a referee.
It's hard to say how long I will be involved, but I really feel that it's going to be a while. My girls right now, they're 6 and 7 years old, and I really want to see them grow up and become young women and so on.
There is no salary, but Lotta thinks there is much bigger reward, the feeling of doing something worthwhile. Saving the whole world would be nice too, but Lotta starts with the smaller things.
It would be nice. I try to do my best here in my environment, but the world is so big that I don't feel I can change the whole world, but maybe some little bits.
For Deutsche Welle Radio, Ari Vellingen, Turku, Finland.